The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. The one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. They take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities. Do not worry about how or what your defense will be or about what you are to say. The Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Gospel of the Lord. What a powerful gospel this morning. As we see very clearly that Jesus is willing to forgive us. In fact, he says, everything you do will be forgiven if you are truly sorry and you want to be forgiven. But if we become so arrogant and full of ourselves that we think that we've never done anything wrong and we don't ask for forgiveness, that's what Jesus is warning us about this morning. So in other words, he's telling us, stay humble. Don't think that you are above God or that you don't sin. Every single one of us struggles every day. But the beautiful thing about this gospel is Jesus is telling you he loves you and he so desperately wants to forgive you because he knows the good person that you are. We also hear this gospel this morning that if people are attacking you, and they don't like you for following Jesus, our Lord is telling us, don't stress about it so much. I see the good that you do. I know the good person that you are. So the less that we say, in other words, the better. Because Jesus knows the goodness in you. So how beautiful of a faith that we have that Jesus is telling us this morning that he can't wait to forgive you, and he's telling us the only opinion that really matters at the end of the day is what Jesus sees in you. So my dear friends, let us pray this morning that we'll be humble enough to seek the Lord's forgiveness, and we especially are called to do that in the sacrament of confession. So let's pray this morning for stronger faith.